This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. People in certain demographic groups in the state were more likely to die by suicide last year, CPR's Elaine Tassi reports.
Nearly 1,300 people died from suicide in the state last year, and three times more men than women took their own lives. In terms of race, white people died by suicide almost 10 times more often than all other races combined. That's all according to recently released state data. Breaking it down by age, people between 25 and 34 years old took their own lives more often than any other adult age group, but the number of suicides in people older than 34 declined as they got older. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
In Boulder, workers will commute by floating down the river in costumes this morning instead of driving. CPR's Jenna McMurtry reports on the city's annual Tube to Work Day.
Best traffic jam you'll ever be a part of.
That's Jeff Kagan. He founded the event 15 years ago in an effort to reduce fossil fuel emissions.
As someone who tries to do alternative commuting, I kind of get a kick out of having heads turn while doing so. And there's certainly no bigger head turner than 500 or 600 people tubing down a creek in costume.
A quarter of ticket sales will go towards initiatives that help people experiencing homelessness. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
Embattled Clear Creek County Sheriff Rick Albers says he's retiring next month. CPR's Tony Gorman reports the decision comes about a year after a deputy shot and killed 22-year-old Christian Glass.
Clear Creek County Sheriff Rick Albers wrote that he had mixed emotions about his retirement in a Facebook post. He thanked the sheriff and citizens for their support during a 43-year career. Albers and the sheriff's office faced national criticism after Glass's death. The 22-year-old had called 911 after his car was stuck on a rural road and he was having a mental health crisis. Two former deputies have since been fired and face criminal charges. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.